So I'm coming in when I feel like to turn this mark up only if it feels right. All your blood clot crying, I was flying, made it to school with barely enough time to sign in. Yeah, I hear the alarm, yeah, I hear your mom. Yeah, yeah, I don't wanna be broke when I'm 31. They said the best classes go to the fastest. Sorry, Mr. West, it's no good classes. And that's what you would get, not even electives, not even prerequisites. You mean I missed my major by a couple of seconds? Now I'm in the shop class or the basket weaving with all the rest of them off underachieving. Man, this is an insult. I went to junior high with all of them and they been slow. If I can catch the beat, then slow down the tempo. Just throw this at the end if I'm too late for the intro. Well, I make it from the student loans to a benzo. Like old folks, and I guess it all depends. Oh. I wait for that. If you had a taste of that, you probably pay for that. I'm coming in when I feel like to turn this motherfucker up only if it feels right. I'll be late for that. I can't wait for that. I think I was made for that. So I'm coming in when I feel like to turn this motherfucker up only if it feels right. You know when you be late, you miss all the lights. That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
And when you get back, she gon' start up a fight. That night.
That night.
That night. Baby, it's too late for that. Lately I've been taking it slow. Try and make it to the party for the guest list clothes. With the freshest, the professors know. We about to get real, I'm professional. Like them Eskimos. What would you do for a Klondike? Or two that look Christina Milian like? I'll be on time for that. I ain't thought of no line that could rhyme with that. Yo, I'll be there in 5 minutes. 5 hours later, I'll be there in 5 minutes. Go ahead, ride with it. I'm so live with it. Look how I did it. Been bullshit, but I finally arrived with it. I know it's late and I took all year, but you can stop complaining cause I'm finally here.
95 WMFO Medford.
Welcome to WMFO.
Yeah.
Where we listen to
music.
Music. I can't hear myself.
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Wait, say something.
Hello?
I think I can hear you.
You should be able to hear me.
I think I can hear you through the...
I just think these headphones don't work.
I think you're on air. Today on Technical Difficulties at WMFO. It's our weekly segment.
I mean, we're on.
Yeah.
So.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Black Stripes or White Keys.
And I'm Kayla.
And I'm Trisha.
And we do fun things.
Yeah. Like, play indie rock and talk about conspiracies.
Yes. I feel like we should do a Thanksgiving-themed conspiracy.
Ooh.
Because it's almost Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
And you're probably going to hear a lot of Rivendell this week because everyone's going away to see their families and whatnot.
Uh-huh. Actually, well, I think a lot of people are actually subbing.
Yeah, there's a good amount subbing. I should probably try and sub because... that's how we get volunteer hours here at WMFO, and I don't have any, and I need to get some.
Yeah, same.
So I should take some of those slots that people, can't make this week.
I like, listening to other people's shows for volunteer hours, but, yeah, I need to do that.
Yeah, you can also listen to other people's shows and fill out this form saying if they did the things they're supposed to do. Mainly, like, station ID and a good old PSA.
Uh-huh.
But, that'll be happening by the end of the semester.
Mm-hmm. If you want a show that just barely keeps everything together, you should listen to our show.
Exactly.
Just barely following all the rules.
Obviously. But, you know, that's why you love us.
Yeah, because we're a disorganized, beautiful mess. Right?
We're chaotic beauty.
Yeah, we're chaotic good.
Yeah.
Is that still a thing?
I sure.
Okay.
That first song was Waitress by Hop Along, which is a band from Philly, which I feel like there's so many good bands from Philly. That's just really are.
Probably true.
So, yeah. That's something. And our next song is called Catch a Fade by Nothing. Yeah. And we hope you like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. can't hear you. You're too far away. I can't see you. The light is in my face. I can't touch you. I wouldn't if I could. I can't love you how you want me to. I can't love you how you want me to. I can't love you how you want me to. Thank you.
completing high school was more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma. The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stop. It's too late.
I'm frustrated. Yeah. I also, like, you couldn't hear me say stop because I didn't have my mic on.
Stop.
It's too late.
Stop.
Okay, we're done.
Okay.
Hi.
Get that your diplomas.
That's a PSA about diplomas, which, yeah, it's never too late. My grandmother didn't graduate high school and got her GED years later.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's, you know.
How old was she when she got it around?
I really don't know. An adult. Like, full-on adult.
Like a full adult?
Yeah, because I think she had to stop going to school because it was the Great Depression and money was not a lot. There wasn't a lot of it then.
That's a pretty good reason.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we are, you know, we're chilling. That was Fortress by Pinback.
Stop.
It's too late.
Okay. I can't stop myself.
You can't stop yourself. I don't think we're gonna do a PSA right this second. Maybe our next little break, but.
Wasn't that a PSA?
No, not PSA. I mean our conspiracy crackdown. Right, that's exactly what I mean.
Yes.
You got it.
Conspiracies.
Yeah, we'll do that. But we're not going to continue with our jumbo conspiracy today unless we somehow figure out a way to weave it into whatever Thanksgiving conspiracy we come up with. I think it should be a tough Thanksgiving conspiracy. I think that I like that we've been keeping it, like,
in the community.
In the community, yeah, because I just feel wary about talking about real conspiracy theories, you know, because what if people believe us? And I feel like, and you shouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah, we should come up with a good tough one. School spirit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, take in all the toughs we can while we have these few months left.
Before we get our diplomas.
And then have to find a job.
Ooh.
Although, I mean, you're already looking because in CompSci, you have to. It's a long process.
Just got rejected from another job today. Oh, it's very exciting.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
There's builds character.
Yeah, I feel like.
You know, the more you do it, the better you get.
Yeah, exactly.
So, it's all good.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, I mean, you can tell your story. Trisha has seen the infamous Cummings building now. The Cummings building.
Oh, yeah, I had to go in there to retake a test recently, and. It's very nice. It has a lot of bright lights. It's many stories. There's multiple elevators, which is special because a lot of Tufts buildings do not have multiple elevators.
If they have one, if any.
Yeah. There's like an actual, like, you know, place for the elevators. It's like a hotel.
Ooh. That's fancy.
So fancy.
Hmm. Did you see any potential? Did you go in the elevator?
I did go in the elevator.
Did you see a basement button?
I wasn't looking, but you know, maybe.
Yeah, there's probably a secret switch on the elevator that takes you to Jumbo's Lair.
Jumbo's Lair. Yeah, like it's probably like one of those things where if you press the wall in exactly the right way,
yeah,
Jumbo's Lair, like it takes you to the sub basement.
Yeah,
and that's where Jumbo's Lair is.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But it's just looking all fine and dandy on the surface. But boiling below is the evil of Jumbo.
Don't ask us why Jumbo's evil. It's a long story.
If you haven't heard us talk about Jumbo before, You could probably... Wait, I think you can access previous episodes on the WMFO website.
You can.
If you're really that interested. But all you need to know is that we made up some bonkers conspiracy theory about Jumbo the Elephant.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny, though? So, for TUTV, we were, like, filming some people because we were doing this, like, we have this series called Bo's Feed that's like BuzzFeed, but it's called Bo's Feed because it's Tufts. And our latest video we filmed yesterday, and it's like asking students what they'd spend hypothetical jumbo cash on.
Uh-huh.
And someone said that they would spend jumbo cash. They would spend $10 in jumbo cash just to see Jumbo's tail.
But you can see it.
I know. And then I told him that. I was like, you know, that it's in the archives in the library basement. Like, it's in the area where they have the archives.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't know that.
Oh.
And I was like, you just saved $10. Although, I feel like that, honestly, if Tufts, like, did charge $10 to see, they would make so much money. I feel like people would be suckered into it. I think it was such, like, a ploy. It's like a Ponzi scheme or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I feel like
$10 to see this shriveled tail.
I feel like while we're still not connected to the tea, people are really just yearning for something to do. And
yeah.
I feel like they jump at the chance to be given an activity.
Yeah, I mean, they take it out during orientation. I think, were you with me when we went? I don't know, but I just remember going to the library and seeing the tail in the basement freshman year, right at the beginning of the year.
I don't, like, remember seeing it. I don't even know if I've ever seen the tail.
I definitely saw the tail. It's very underwhelming. It's just this, it's like, just shriveled tail.
Kind of gross.
I mean, and it's, like, a taxidermied tail, too, that got saved in a fire, so it's probably, you know, it wasn't very,
it's not very
exciting.
Appealing.
But, you know, maybe they did have, like I said, maybe they had enough DNA just from the skin. Because, you know, taxidermy, it's a real elephant skin, you know, they just stuff it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so maybe they were able to, that's how,
That's how we remade Jumbo.
That's how they cloned him.
Yeah. He has been cloned and he lives in the Cummings Center basement.
Yeah.
Sub-basement, no, I've decided.
Yeah, the sub-basement. It sounds cooler
it sounds
when you
cooler,
say sub-basement.
Yeah. It sounds cooler.
But yeah, I guess we should listen to more music.
Mm-hmm.
My dad wants me to play another Foo Fighters song today. I think my dad loves Foo Fighters a lot. And I know he does.
Yeah, let's add more Foo Fighters. So, okay, we'll add Foo Fighters after the next.
We'll play it after
next.
Our conspiracy.
I mean, we can really play any song on this playlist next.
Whatever floats your boat.
We're just gonna play this one.
Okay.
Don't even know if this is indie rock. Let's go.
Someone I believe in. Am I on the elaborate? Someone you can test things on. This isn't what I signed up for. I just wanted you to. Trouble. I just wanted you to watch me dissolve.
know a harness was only made for one. Don't telegraph your passes, you'll end up with molasses. Cauterizing syrup and syrup and molasses. And I'm checking out the asses, the assets that attract us to anything that moves. We're deep inside the grooves, and it's time to shake the rations, cause someone's gonna cash in. The plotter turns again, the reference starts at 10. Well, show me a word that rhymes with pavement, and I will kill your parents and roast them on a spit. And don't you try to etch it or permanently sketch it, or you're gonna catch a bad, bad cold. And the freaks have stormed the White House. I moved into a lighthouse. It's on a scenic way. It's so, so far away. Far away from the beginning. The shroud is made of linen. The yearling took the purse. The goth kid has a hearse. Heartbreaking earthquaking. Kiwis, they are home baking. Minds wide open, truly. Leisure, a leisure suit is nothing. It's nothing to be proud of in this late century. And I'm asking you to hold me just like the morning paper. Pinch between your pointer, your index and your thumb. It's a semi.
That brings me back to, like, when I was 6 years old. Oh, bless you. When I was, like, 6 years old. Ooh.
I'm going to go drink some water.
Yes, go drink some water. While you drink water, I'll explain that's from Lizzie McGuire? Or I think it's Lizzie McGuire. Okay. An old Disney Channel show. But I'm also going to cue up something. Here we go. It's time for Conspiracy Crackdown.
Yay.
Yeah. Cool.
Conspiracies.
All right. So, Trisha and I just ruminated on some conspiracies we could talk about that we can twist into being Tufts themed. And... you know, I don't think Jumbo is tangentially involved.
Yeah.
So, one of our theories is that, you know, while they were genetically engineering Jumbo, before they engineered him, they had actually just, like, cloned a bunch of turkeys. And so there's a consortium of turkeys at Tufts that sit around, and they're also like Jumbo. They have like human-like abilities to think and talk. They're very intelligent. And so they sit around and they just come up with a bunch of recipes, Thanksgiving recipes, but only for sides, because they're trying to convince everyone that the sides are so much better than the turkey at Thanksgiving, which doesn't need much convincing because everyone knows the turkey's the worst part.
It's true.
But it's all in an effort to save their turkey brethren.
Mm-hmm. Because they want you to buy less turkeys.
They do. And so that there's less demand for turkeys, so then they kill less turkeys.
Right, and these turkeys, like, You know, since they were genetically engineered, they're like super smart turkeys too.
Yeah.
They're bigger than your average turkey. They're like three times bigger.
Three times?
Three times.
These are some big turkeys.
These are giants.
Do they? Where smart. Do these turkeys live, though? Do they live in, like, a different part of the sub-basement? Or did they get kicked out when Jumbo came along?
I feel like they live in a house.
They live in a house.
I feel like they own property.
Maybe it's in one of those, like, random Tufts buildings that you don't really know what they are, but they're in a random house, like, near
exactly.
campus. Like, you know, on, like, Capen or something, there's random Tufts buildings and you don't know what they're for.
Yeah, they just hide in the Tufts building for most of the year.
Yeah.
And then they come out once a year to plan sides.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen them. Maybe they just, like, frolic in the backyard of that building.
It's true. Yeah. They need time. They need, like, fresh air.
Well, they come out when everyone leaves, so on the holiday. You know, because then no one will notice them. And then the few people that do notice them, you know, they just do something like Men in Black where they, like, erase your memory.
Yeah. Just like Jumbo erases your memory if you go
to join it's the same cult. Thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, these turkey recipes, like, their recipes are so good. They're just selling them to the New York Times and, like, the Boston Globe and all those places.
Yeah. And they made up the recipe for that sweet potato thing with marshmallows in it that we don't know.
Yeah, which is a little questionable. Maybe their worst recipe.
Yeah, I mean, they have, like, tries and fails.
Yeah. But, you know, they have a friend. Like, it'll say Melissa Clark, but it's actually the turkeys.
Yeah, it's the turkeys. The turkey group. And their fearless leader, Turkey Tim.
Turkey Tim. Tough Turkey Tim.
Yeah. He makes all the final decisions.
Yeah, he's the head honcho.
Mm-hmm. Yes or no on what recipes stay or go.
Yeah.
In your opinion, what recipes from Thanksgiving should stay or go?
For stay or go? Okay. Mm-hmm. I think that the yams with the marshmallows need to go. I just, like, I've never had it, but I just feel like I couldn't. Because, you know, here's the thing with sweet potatoes. They're already so sweet. I don't want them to be sweeter. I just feel like it's such, like, it's, like, too sweet.
Why
you know?
Sebastian say the exact same thing to me this week about candied yams?
Because it's obviously the correct opinion.
I like candied yams. Those need to stay.
Okay, those are a little better, but the ones, like, because they can be good, especially if you put some, like, nutmeg or, like, something that's not quite as sweet to balance it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, but the thing with, what's it called? Like, the marshmallow?
The thing
I feel
that
like
we don't know what
that
it's called.
We don't know what
is
it's
it
called.
Is it just called sweet potato casserole?
It probably is.
Okay.
And then they just put marshmallows on it. And I feel like, no. Why does anyone want that?
Why are there marshmallows on it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that this is just a me personally thing. I don't really care about cranberry sauce, but I know a lot of people really like it.
I care deeply about cranberry sauce.
See,
that
like,
is a stay.
Like, I don't think it's bad. It's just I never really want it. But other people really like it. So, yeah.
I love it with the dressing. It has to stay. Because the dressing, you know, it's dry, but it's hearty. And the cranberry sauce is wet and
gooey.
And it just kind of meshes together to make the perfect, like, flavor explosion in your mouth.
See, you know, I respectfully, you know, you like that, but, like, I don't really care, and that's fine.
Okay.
My mom isn't a big mashed potatoes person, which I find controversial.
I don't think we usually have mashed potatoes at our, like, family Thanksgiving.
Oh, really? I feel like it's usually people
it's,
that
I know
mashed
it's,
potatoes.
I know it's common, yeah. I just don't think we, like, I can't remember the last time I had mashed potatoes at Thanksgiving, which is weird.
Mm.
Oh, wait, maybe I did, like, last year. I don't know. That was here.
Also, something that's also just very personal to me. I like most things, but I don't like pumpkin pie. I just don't.
I like pumpkin pie. I like sweet potato pie. But I like apple pie the best of all the
Yeah,
pies.
I feel like the fruit pies are better.
Yeah.
Overall.
Because they really just embrace being a pie.
They Yeah, they're just like, hey, I'm a pie. Eat me.
I am a pie. I like green beans at Thanksgiving. Those are stay.
Mm. Or Brussels sprouts. You know, I feel like they get a bad rap, but if you make them correctly, they're really good. You have to cut the ends off, and you have to roast them.
Okay, cut the ends off. Good to know.
You can't cook them whole, because apparently, the stem is what makes them bitter, that part there. Yeah. So you have to cut them, the stems off. And then you put them in the oven and you roast them, and they're really good. If you really want to be extra, you can throw some bacon in there. You know, it's Thanksgiving, gotta live it up.
Yeah, bacon. You can even put like feta or goat cheese in there.
Ooh, cheese.
Cheese.
If I could eat cheese on almost anything.
I agree. Well, no, I take that back. I don't know why I agreed to that so easily.
Well, I guess there is sweet cheeses out there, you know. So it could be adapted to go on sweet.
Like, right.
Like, oh, you're thinking I wouldn't put cheese on ice cream. But
exactly.
You can put mascarpone on ice cream and that'd be pretty good.
Huh. Yeah, okay. Maybe you can put cheese on everything.
Yeah, I actually think you probably could. I feel like I would need someone to try and come up with a counterexample because I'm having trouble finding some.
Take notes, Tufts Turkeys. Add cheese to all your sides.
Just add cheese to everything. Unless you're someone who's either lactose or intolerant, is allergic to dairy, or, like, is a vegan, then you don't put cheese on everything. But I would put cheese on everything if I could. Not everything, but I just love cheese so much.
Cheese is
good.
I
feel like I don't want a life if cheese is not in it.
That's a pretty strong statement.
Okay, that is a really strong statement, but, you know, so, and, like, obviously, if for some reason I couldn't eat cheese anymore, like, I deal with it, but I feel like so much joy in my life comes from eating, and it's, like, the one thing that I just feel like is always reliable is food, you know? I mean, most of the time. I mean, that's very, like, we're very lucky to say that, to that we have access to food and all that. But I feel like, you know, food is very comforting, you know, and that it's one of those things that's like, you know, I can rely on food to make me feel happy sometimes, and cheese is one of the main things that makes, you know, food so good.
I think I'm like not even surprised, because I'm pretty sure I've heard you say before that life wouldn't be worth living if it wasn't for cheese. Like, I don't even think this is the first time you've said that. So I have
really strong feelings about cheese.
I really hope you get to experience a lifelong, like, cheese experience. I hope you get to eat cheese all your life.
Maybe if, like, everything doesn't work out for me, I should just be one of those fancy people that, like, sells people what cheese to get at the, like, nice, like, markets.
Yeah. We had one of those at the grocery store in my hometown.
Yeah, yeah, like some special markets will have, like, a cheese person that, like, just does the cheese.
Yeah.
Or, like, any grocery store just has someone in that department, because usually there's a lot of cheeses.
Yeah, you should be the cheese person.
I mean, like, that's my fallback, but I don't think that's my, like,
maybe this number is your one true choice. Calling,
my true calling is to be the cheese person.
You just don't want to admit it. You're going to be a great cheese person. I wish you well on your cheese person endeavors. I need you to switch your whole career right now.
I don't know.
This is happening. All right, cool.
Okay. All right, that was our conspiracy crackdown.
Yes.
And we're going to play out with this. Danny has a request.
Yes. What is
it? And so we'll play out our show with that song.
What song?
It is Tomorrow by Morrissey, which is controversial because he sucks.
Because it's Morrissey.
Why do good people... I mean, why do bad people make good music? Why do bad... good? I keep switching this. Why do bad people make good music?
And why do good people make bad music?
Yes,
is that the extension
of that?
No, that's not...
No, there's some good people that make music. But why do bad people make good music? Why do bad people write good books? Why do bad people get so famous?
I can't, because life isn't fair.
Life isn't fair.
You know, life is random. There's no meaning to it.
All right. Well, thanks for the show.
Yep.
Listening, whatever. I don't think that made sense.
Yep.
That's the usual for us. It doesn't make sense.
WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio. 91.5. Woo. Medford. Woo. Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening. Bye.
choice.